AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Mike Johnson has faced pushback in his own party after reaching a budget agreement with Democrats. Johnson is not backing down.
We achieved a strong top-line agreement that allows our Appropriations Committee and all those who work on this to complete the appropriations process. It's an important part of keeping the government running.
Government funding runs out a week from today for about 20% of the federal government, while the rest of the government is funded only through February 2nd. The Treasury Department announced it imposed sanctions on two firms in Hong Kong and the United Arab Emirates for allegedly shipping Iranian commodities on behalf of an Iran-based Houthi financial facilitator. It comes after American and British strikes against Houthis in Yemen in response to drone and missile attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. The government oversight of Boeing is intensifying. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
The FAA is going to keep a closer eye on Boeing after that panel blew off a jetliner in mid-flight last week. The latest in a string of problems for Boeing's 737 MAX 9 aircraft. The FAA will increase oversight of the company and audit the 737 MAX 9 production line, as well as the company's parts suppliers, to check on quality procedures. This comes just a day after the FAA announced an investigation into whether Boeing failed to make sure that the panel that flew off the Alaska Airlines jet was safe. The plane had to make an emergency landing, but fortunately nobody was said to be seriously hurt. Earlier this week, Boeing's CEO said the company is acknowledging its mistake, and he said this can never happen again. I'm Rita Foley.
Japan launched a rocket carrying a government intelligence-gathering satellite on a mission to watch movements at military sites in North Korea and improve responses to natural disasters. Republicans say President Biden's plan to start canceling student loans for some borrowers in February is an attempt to win voters ahead of the presidential election. This is AP News. Israel's opening argument has started at the International Court against South Africa's claim of genocide in Gaza. Here's the AP's Charles Della Desma.
Israel strongly denies the claim, with a lawyer in the International Court of Justice courtroom, Tal Becker, saying people are misinterpreting the term genocide.
The attempt to weaponize the term genocide against Israel in the present context does more than tell the court a grossly distorted story. And it does more than empty the word of its unique force and special meaning.
Although the case is likely to take years to resolve, South Africa's asking the ICJ to order an immediate suspension of Israel's military offensive in the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sources tell the AP Gerard Mayo will soon be the new coach of the New England Patriots. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim, that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.